Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem. The last line in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes, Amid Beis, Omar Rav Amrav Nachman, Macho Bifnei Shnayim. A Macho is to be done in front of two Edim, Ve'ein Tzorech Loimar Ksuvu. On top of Mem and Off, the Gemara says that he doesn't have to tell the Edim to write it down. That means the Edim will write down on a shtar the macho of the ma'ar of the Morakama, so he can have the shtar as a raya that he was meicha toich gimel shanim, and even though he didn't command them to do it, the halach is they could write it for him without a command, because zochel l'adam shlei b'fanav. There's a klal, you can mezaka something for somebody else with not b'fanav, not in front of him, if it's a schus. And even shlei b'reshusa, because mestam is nichalei. So therefore, the two Edim that hear the macho could write down the macho b'chsav. There's a big nidan in the Rishonim, exactly what's the status of this shtar. Tosfos asks, v'im taima ma moel haksiva, what is it going to help the writing of the shtar? V'ole choshev shtar, it's not a shtar, im leinas midas mishu chevosei. A shtar is only a shtar if it's written midas hamischayev. For example, a shtar mecher midas hamoecher, the moecher writes it, he's selling the shtar, or a shtar matana midas noisein, or a shtar milvo, a shtar valon midas leve, the leve is the mischayev. So the chayr over here, there is no mischayev, so how can I have a status of a shtar? And Tais also asks, Veidus nami lechoshevit, Elamai say that these two people that heard the macha and sign and write it down, the macha, they're edim, that there was a macha. Lechayr edus bechsav is not a edus. Veidus nami lechoshev. Demepiem loyim piksovim. Tais asks that there can't be a din of edus because edus bechsav is not edus. And Rashi, like Rashi says in Pirsha Chumish, leyichtu veidusin begeres v'yishalchu lebezdin. Edim cannot just write their edus in a letter and send it to Bezin. They have to be made bal peh. They have to come and make a hagodas edus, but they can't write their edus b'chsav. So Tosfos is asking that what does the Gemara mean that machos b'fnei shtayim vein tzorech lein meksuvu, meaning that the two edim that heard the macho could write it down, and you'll have a raya from that which is written that there was a macho. What is exactly going to be the status of the shtar? A din shtar can't have because there's no das mischayev over here. There's no mischayev. There's no. It's not like a shtar mecher or a shtar matana or a shtar malve where there is always a mischayev, either the meicher or the one nice in a matana or the loive. So it doesn't have a din shtar. Elamai, it should work with teiras edus. Edus can only work if there's a hagada in bezdin. But if there's no hagada in bezdin, all there is a hagada b'chsav. This should be a chisarin of mipi em veloy mipi ksavim. Now, be'etzem, to understand Tosfos a little better, we have to be magdim, what is always the din of shtaris? The din is that yechoytech adinei mominis al pi edus shebishtar. We know that if edus in a shtar is kosher. So l'chayr, why isn't every shtar v'chisaren and v'piyem v'loi mipiksavim? Like Rashi says in Chumash and Devarim Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tes Vav, they learn out from the Pasuk al b'shnei edim, the edim cannot just write their edus b'igeris and send it to Bezin. Over here we find a different Shitas Rishonim to answer this kasha. The Tzais brings them in Simen Chof Ches is Sifkot and Vav. One of the Shitas Rishonim is the Shita of the Baal Amor, in Yevamis and Naflam and Al from Abayz. He says that whenever its shtar is written, Midas HaMischayev, it's called a shtar, and the reason why there's no Chisar and Piksovam is because since it's written Midas, the one who's Mechayev himself, for example, a shtar halvot, it's written Midas Haloive, who's Mechayev himself, then it has a status of Mepiksovoi of the Baldover. It's not Mepiksovam of the Edim, it's the Baldover himself that is Mechayev himself in the shtar. So the Edus in the shtar is Edus on the Das Mischayev of the Baal Dover. So it's not Edus Mipich Savam, it's really Mipich Savoy. Others learn it means like Vigeder Haidos Baal Din when it's written in the shtar. The Shita of the Ramban in Yevamis is not like the Baal Amor. The Ramban says that the Yisoid HaDover is that wherever it has a Torah shtar, it's written in a Nusach of a shtar, and in a way a Nusach of Shtoris, there's no Chisorin of Mipik Sovam, because as a din of Eidah Shabich Shtar, Eidah Shabich Sav is possible if it's only written in Torah Zichrin Dvarim Baalma. If it's written as stating facts, then that's like a regular Eidah, then there's a Chisorin of Mepiem Veloim Pik Sovam. But Eidah that's written in Nusach of a shtar is a klal of Eidah Sachsum al shtar Kemish Nechre Dusim Abezdin. On a shtar, there's a special din, a special gzeres hakosev, that there's no chisorin of a pi ksavam.
A third shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam by us in Taisvis. It's also in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that Eidus Bechsav Be'etzem is kosher. There is no chisaron of a PM Lame Piksavim. What it mean? We learned from that you can only say Eidus Bal Peh. That's only a halacha that an tafuke in Elaim, somebody who's mute, that's not roy lahoyed Bal Peh, he can't say Eidus Bechsav. But if he's roy lahoyed Bal Peh and he's the Eidim ascending there, Eidus Be'igeres in a letter, so is Yochel Hagid Bal Peh. So then that Eidus is kosher. There's no chesaron my PM v'loy my piks of him. It's same geder as we know that if it's something is royal bila ain bila ma keves boy. By the chesaron is shishim istrayna is that you can mix in one lug of shemen as long as it's royal bila. It's right to mix together. Then it's bila. Actual mixing is not ma keves. That klal is always used that if something is roy for it, royal bila doesn't have to actually say the Eidus Bal Peh. So a regular person that's roy lahagid Bal Peh has no chisaron of sending in the Eidus Bechsav. This taket no chisaron of PM Limpik Sofam. Only in Elaim, somebody who's mute, who cannot say Eidus Bal Peh, so then he has chisaron of PM Limpik Sofam. And the fourth shita is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a shtar is posel minatayra taka because of mepiyam v'loyim peaks off him. The Rambam says in Perigimel l'chaseidus loch dalid that the whole din of edus shebishtar is only midivrei seifim, is only midrabanan. Minatayra doesn't help in edus b'chsav because the chisaron mepiyam v'loy mi peaks off him. Now, Betzim, on this Rambam is taka apella. How could it be such a thing that the only time that a shtar is kosher is only midrabanan, midaraisa, a shtar always has a chisaron of PM, v'leim, piksav, and it's only midri seifrim that chayt chindine imam is beidah shebishtar. The Rabban and Sefer Mitzin, Sherish Beis, is matmi on the Rambam, and he says, what do you mean, we dan dine gitin beidah chasima bulvad, a isha that's mitzia lefanenu get chosum, v'makayim reis v'chay samav, and matir nicely nasim permitted to get married, al pideidah shebishtar. So you see that even in the Raisa, there's a din of shtar, and there's no chisar in PM, v'leim, piksav. The Betzim, the Rabban is really asking two kash on the Rambam. First of all, he's asking that let's see, Mekadesh Isho, Megarish Isho Bishtar, with that assigned on it Edim, the halacha is that it's kosher. How could it be kosher? We know that you can't be Mekadesh Isho, Megarish Isho without Edim. So must, and the Rambam, that the Edus or Bishtar is not called Edus Midai Torah, because there's a Chisar and Piyam Limpik Savam, so how could you Chafa Chalais Gitin, Gerishin or Chalais Kedushin, Al Pi Edus Shebishtar? Even if you want to say, this is a Machlaikis or Meir Nabal Ezer, Vedi Chasime Karti, Edi Mesir Karti, but I get, but according to a mayor, how could Eidah Chasime help? There should be Chisorin of a PM, a PM, a PX of Mifrat the Ram himself passing like that. Chosim Beshnaim, Vavr, Nosim Labaina, Levaina. It's kosher because Eidah Shabbayak Shem, the Get is Yates from Tachas Yoda. So Eibazoy, the Ram himself is saying that Eidah Chasime help on a Gelt, the Kuli Alma, and even for Rabbi Lezer. So Lechair, which is mysterious to the Ram by Inhilchas Eidah, why isn't there a Chisorin of a PM, a PX of him? That's one Kash in the Ramban. And Be'etzin is another Kash in the Ramban that is asking that how can you be Seimich on the get as a raya that the isha is migureshes, that she's divorced. L'chaira, there's no edus. In order to make a raya that she's in garish, you have to have edus gemura midirei Torah. Ein davish haberes pachs mishnayim. We know that in order to have a raya that she's migureshes, you have to have edim. Without edim, there's no raya. If this edus is not a kosher edus, because chesaron and piyam lein piksavam, so l'chaira, how could we rely on a get as a raya that the isha is migureshes? Reb Chaim in Sefer first wants to miyashim and say that maybe the first kasha is not shver, that maybe the reason why it doesn't help in piksavim is only chisaron in hagodas edus. Piksavim is not considered a hagoda of edus. But legabi the halacha of mekadesh without edim, that's not a good kiddushin, that's not shayach b'chlal to hagodas edim. That's a din that you need edim on the etzem maisa gerish mekiddushin. So could be, when the Rambam said that it's a chisaron on piyam lem piksavim, that's only a chisaron in hagodas edus, and it won't be a raya that shemigureshes, but to shaf achaleis kiddushin or shaf achaleis gerishin, the edus shebishtar would help. And that's not the, but the second kasha will still be shver of the Ramban, because how could you be samech on the shtar that gabi a raya that she's misgareshes, that gabi that is zichinit hagodas edus like every edus, because ain't dovish ever fox mishnaim, how could you be samech on such a shtar when there's a chisor me pi emeloi me piksovim? The Betzim Reb Chaim says that really the first kasha is also shver, because every edei chasima that sign on the shtar also don't don't know that there was a gerushin or kedushin assigning on a shtar. It's only their haggadah that they made on it or on the shtar. So what's the how does any eidah shebe shtar work as a eidos l'kiyume on a maisa gerushin or on a maisa kedushin? And the answer is that's exeris hakosev that the haggadah. It's Eidus, Shabishtar, Shafsa Chaloy Shtar, and that blibes the Eidus on the Gufa Maisa of the Gershon and the Kedushin. So that's only if you say that blibes a proper Agodas Eidus Bishtar. So really, you have all the Xeris Akosov of Shtaris that it blibes that these Eidim are being made on a Chaloy's Gittin, a Chaloy's Gershon, and it's Eidus Likayume, and so we have Eidus on Gershon and Kedushin to be kosher. But if the Rambam that holds that there's a Chisorin in every Eidus Shabishtar, because it's Eidus Mipik Sovam, we know. P.M. Volume picks up, and that God is Psula. So in Mela, there's no Eidus here Bechlal. So how can it help Eidus Hasima to Shafach Leis Gerishin? There's no Hagodas Eidus. So Be'etzim, both caches of the Ramban are Shver if you hold that all star is only Midabonon, Midarais is always a Chisorn, and P.M. Volume picks up. So Reb Chaim answers, and Be'etzim, the Yesoid is already in the Tumim and the Nesivis, that the Rambam is maskim be'etzem to that the din of shtar and the mail that Eidus is a Eidus, kosher Eidus, is where every single kinyonim. He says that there's a din Eidus b'chsav is posel, and the din that Eidus shebishtar is kosher. Avad the Rambam is maskim that Eidus shebishtar does not have the chisar and p'yam lein piks of him. But the Rambam holds it's only by shtori kinyon. And mele gerishin or kiddushin or other kinyonim that have on a chalais din shtar minatayra, then the edus is going to be kosher. If we give it a din shtar midaraisa, then the edus is considered a kosher edus midaraisa also. But that's only legabi kinyonim. But legabe araya, the Rambam is going to hold that doesn't have a din shtar. It's only edus bichsav. Once it doesn't have a chalais din shtar, so mele we have to be done just the edus mitzad atzmai. The Eidus mitzad atzmi as a psul of mipiem v'loi mipi k'sovim. So that's miyashiv both Ramban's kashes that when it comes to an Eidus she b'shtar, the only time we say that the Eidus is kosher and there's no chisar no mipiem v'loi mipi k'sovim is only if there's a chalais din shtar. When does the Rambam hold as a chalais din shtar? That's only by a shtar kinyan. And a mele, once it has a chalais din shtar, legabe chalais kinyan, chalais gerishin, or chalais kiddushin, it's also a shtar legabe raya, and we have edus legabe raya also. So we can have a shtar kiddushin or shtar gerishin, we'll shafa chalais, create a chalais gerishin and chalais kiddushin, and it also be a raya that there is a chalais gerishin and kiddushin, which means that the Rambam is maskim to the Ramban that a shtar has that gzeris hakosu. That is no chisar p'im limpik savam when it's a star that creates a kinyan, then it has an Hashem star. But if it would be a star that's only for a raya, then it wouldn't have a chleishem star, and then there'll be chisar in the p'im v'loy mipik savam. Remember, the nesivis is meisif a svara. And why there's a chilik between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya? He says a shtar kinyan, the edus of the edim is not being made on the gemar hadover, that there was a halvo, there was a gerushin, because they don't know about the gerushin or the kedushin. The aloch is kaisen get leish af bish einish to imay, and so halvo is the same. And so the edus is just an edus on the tzivui of the mischayev, dasa mischayev. And that's where the edus is on. That's not edus in the gemar hadover. And you don't need a bemele, it's kosher, also got me piks of him. Mashayin kain, with the shtar raya, so the edus is in the gemar hadover. For that, there'll be a chisar in p'yam lein piks of him. Because they have to say edus in the gemar hadover, and they can't in the shtar. So mele, you don't have that din shtar. But the Chaim is saying that stam, that the chalais din shtar was only said by kinyonim. And whenever there's a chalais din shtar, then there's no chisar in p'yam lein piks of him. Mashayin kain by raya, where there's no chalais din shtar, midiraisa, only midrabanan, so there's a chisar in p'yam lein piks of midiraisa, midrabanan said that it's a kosher shtar. Those best. In summary, we have four shittas to understand that Ksois brings these four shittas again in Simchav Ches of why there's no chisar in a p'yam lein piksovam by edus shebishtar. I like the balamor because this blies me piksovoy of the baldover. It's the only right to shtar vidasa mischayev. It's by piksavoy. It's not. It's mipiksavam mischayev. It's not a chesaron piksavam. Or like the Ramban that was mechadish that when it's written in menusach a shtar mitzad the din of ein machsumen al shtar kmishnechke disum bezdin. There's migzeres hakos. There's no chesaron of piksavam because it has a terah shtar. Or shitas at toisvis that tak enechenami. There's no chesaron piemulein piksavam wherever the edus is able to be made al peh. And the only time you chesaron piemulein piksavam is only when the person's in Elaim, which is not royal hoid bechlal balpen, then he's possible also bechsav. And then we have the Shitza Rambam, the Lamaisa, Taka, there is a Chisar in Piyam Lepiksovim in all Shtari Raya. And only in Shtari Kinyan is the Ram Moisev. Is the Ram Moidat Ramban that has Chleist in Shtar. Now, Betsum, there's really a fifth Shita, the Mordechai Nagoyis, the Mordechai in Ksubis, Simen Kufmen Vov, and Nagoyis Ashri in Ksubis, Perik Beis, Simen Tezayin say that we say there's a Chisar of a Piyam Lepiksovim is only Bedine Nefashis. But in Dine Mamon, you could write Eduse Bishtar. And he says, why? Because Kiddushin and Gittin, which is the Dov Shebe Erva, that's also included in Dine Nefashis, doesn't help Piksovim. But in Dine Mamonis, there's no Chisorin. Only in Dine Nefashis and Dov Shebe Erva, you have a Chisorin. But in Dine Mamonis, there's no Chisorin of P.M. Elaim Piksovim. And the Lashon of the Mordechai also in Kiddushin is that that a shtar helps is Misoyit Neviim et Pia Gvura v'Kosa v'Sefer v'Chasoyim. That's the Zochi Sarin of Mipiem Olympic Savam when it comes to Dine Mominus. It's as if the Meiri ground says that it's a Chenegoine Sfarad, the Dine Mominus is the Kana Drabbanon helps Pik Savam. So it didn't delve from they love him. But it seems like it's a special din that in Dine Mominus there's no Chisarin of Mipiem Olympic Savam. We also find a machlekes achronim, if when you have a shtar kinyan which helps midei raisa, does that help also for a raya, or it only helps for a kinyan? We mentioned from Rav Chaim before, and the Kavit Shurim Bab Basra is Tofresh Zayin, says clearly that avade, if it has a chalois din shtar legabe kinyan, it will also help legabe a raya. But the Tumim in Simen Chav Ches, if Katan Tezayin, argues and he holds that it will not help for a raya. L'chayr, the machlekes is in the gather of why it helps a shtar midoy raisa l'kinyin. If the Torah is mechadish that a shtar kinyin is a edush b'shtar, that edush b'shtar is kosher. That means that din edush b'shtar that doesn't have a chisar and piyam l'impik sovim is wherever there's a chalois din shtar. So a shtar, that that is a shtar kinyin has a chalois din shtar. Once a Torah was machsh such a shtar and made the edush b'shtar is kosher, so that edush b'shtar avada will help also the raya. But if you understand, like the Nesivis, that the reason why Shtar Kinyan helps and there's no Chisarin of Mipim Olympic Sovam is because the Eidos is not in the Gemar HaDover, it's only on the Das HaMischayiv, the Eidim HaChasum Bishtar, just not Meidin on the Gufa Maisa, then they're only saying a Raya to the fact that he was Mischayiv himself. It's not an Eidim Al Gemar HaDover, it's in the Tzivi of the Makne or the Megarish. So in middle, and that's why there's no chisar and piyam leim piksovim. So the chayr, that's only legabe kinyan, but which is not the gemara dover, but there's no edus namaisa itself, so it wouldn't help taka for a rayan. Maybe that's how the Tum understood why shtar kinyan is a kosher min atayra and not a shtar rayan. Okay, let's now go back to Tosfos. Once we understand this akdama, Tosfos's kasha again was that l'chayra over here, how could the Eidim write down the macho? What does it help the ksiva? There's no das ha-mischayiv, because there is no mischayiv over here. It's not like a shtar mecher or matano or halva, and Melech can't have a chalois din shtar. And elamai als the Eidim Eidu shebichsav, there's a chesar mipiem v'loi mipi ksavav. L'chayra, Tosfos is learning that the geder of why the chesaron of the PM Olympics, there's no chesaron PM Olympics of him by a shtar is like the Ramban, or that the chesaron is because the mila of a shtar is because it's exeris hakosev, that's a nusach hashtar, it's written as a regular shtar, if it's written as a proper shtar, there's exeris hakosev, there's no chesaron of the PM Olympics of him. Over here by a shtar of a machal, they're writing down the machal, lechayr does not have a chalais din shtar. If it doesn't have a chalais din shtar, so it should be chisar and p'em aloim piksovam. And the meila, where is the, what's the meila of the edus of this shtar? Now be'etzem, the rishonim, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, answer Tosfos kasha. And they say that only something that is nase ben shnayim, between two people, dovish and nase ben shnayim ni adam, like a mechir or havo, that requires das ha-mischayim. But a macho, shnein ha-dovet toli el-oboi, a macho is only toli in the moiche, Ein tzorich dafke das mischayev. You don't need das ha-mischayev. All you need is das bal ha-maisa. And over here, the meiche is the bal ha-maisa. So if the meiche is the bal ha-maisa, it's enough that he instructs, or he at least over here doesn't have to instruct because it's a schus, zoch lom shlei b'fonov, so we can write a shtar based on the knowledge that he was meiche b'fnei shnayim. So what's the svara? The svara is that you don't need dafke das ha-mischayev in order to shafach alois shtar. All you need is the das bal ha-maisa, the one is the ois ha-shtar. And over here, the meiche is the bal ha-maisa, mele he's the ois ha-shtar, and mele, if he's in front of you and he says, it makes him acho, and the aiden want to mzake him with the shtar, they can mzake him with the shtar. There's no chisarim, but p'em lim piks of him. The Lashon Rabbein Yoine is that Gamrinala we learn is Sefer HaMikneh called Maise Shoyse Vfnei Beis, any Maise you do in front of two people, Chois Min Boi, Kim Mitzvah Bala Maise, Liyo Yose Shtar L'Raya, they can write it down so you can have a Raya of what he did. Gon Shtar Mecha, Vimacho, Maido, Kimin Shah Moicha, Vamoise Maido, Bali HaMaise. Since they are the Bali HaMaise, they can write it down. Now the Miki Yosef and the Ben Yoina add, and they say that this ksiva has to be beloshen shlichus. For it has to be written that that person was made on himself to write down a machov. They just write shamanu. We heard that he was meicha. Then alav echisar and piyam lempiksavim. That's edus of piyaksav. It has to be that they say beloshen shlichus that he was meicha. He was told us like the loshen he'anu that he himself made the macha. They're not reporting a macha; they're writing down his macha as if they were instructed b'tera shlichus to write down this macha. What's the pshat in this hoisafa of the Muki Yosef and the Ran? So the ktsois in Simon kuf mem vav sivkot gimel is masbir. It says, Be'etzem, the Mechaber Paskins, Macho b'fnei beiz, Koisvin, afishli amolem ksuvu. Even though the Moicha, the Marakamah, did not say to write it down, the two Edom could write it down. The Ramah, over in Simne Kufman Vav Sifhei, says, V'yichtvu b'loshen shlichis. They should say it in loshen of shlichis. They should write it down in loshen of shlichis. Poloini he'adnu al atzmai, lichtoiv loy shemicha. He was made on himself that we should write that he was meicha. Don't write shamanu shemicha. Don't write that we heard that he was meicha. Davi edus mipi ksavim. That has a chisarn of edus mipi haksav. And the sma in sivkot yud aleph explains that the reason why you have to write loshni adnu that they were made, that's because that's a loshen of a shtar, and a loshen of a shtar everybody holds that. The Eidus will help. That's when they have to write a Loshen of Adnu. See, he says, but they ain't nearly near that, he says, the Vade Loshen Shtar L'Shach Klal Gav Macho, he says, it doesn't make sense a Loshen Shtar by a Macho, even if they write Loshen of Adnu. Because Shtar only makes sense by a Shtar Kinyan or a Shtar Choyv. So what do you need to say a Loshen of Adnu? So he wants to say, based on Tosis by us, that as the Kasher by Macho V'nei Shnayim V'ein Tzorch L'Miksuva, how does help Macho and Amidom Piksovam? L'Choy Evi Shtar, that's not Nasa Midasa Mishayiv, it's not a Vachalois Shtar. And so blives a chisar and picks of him. So he brings down afterwards. He brings in Muki Yosef that says the teretz that we just mentioned before. That the reason why it helps to write is because over here we don't need dasa mischayev. He's the bal hamaisa, and he says and the Muki Yosef says you have to write beloshen shlichus ploini adnu al atzmai lichtoiv. But of course, if they write shamanu miplein shemicha, they write that we just heard from the person who was meicha, ki hagavna is not an edus, and that blives a chisarim p'em, v'loi mipi k'savam. And even though Baalmo and Revi Shtayin Yitzavos makne, over here, since it's beinu ben chaveroi, it's enough to write a v'loshen shlichus, and he is the Baal, since the Baal HaMais is the marakam and the ma'ar, that's all you need, that he said the macho, and with v'loshen of shlichus, of that person of the meicha, they can write such a shtar. The ktsais is mazman. He says that this shita of the Ran Muki Yosef goes dafka with the shita of the Balamar that we explain why there's no chisaron of a piyam lempiksavim by a shtar. He says the yisoid of why there's no chisaron piyam lempiksavim by a shtar is because the shtar is nas midas hamoicher or haloiva, so it's not mipiksavim, it's mipiksavoy of the loiva or the moicher. So Mela by Macho also, when they write Vehi Adnu al Atzim Loshen Shlichus, is as if they wrote, as if the Ma'ar, the Morakam himself wrote the Macho, and Mela blinds Mepi Ksavoy. That means they're saying that according to Baal Amor, the Geder of Ishtar is Toli, in that they write Mepi Ksavoy. So over here, as as if that means that the Edom are shluchim of the Baldover. So since over here the Meicha is Nema to say that he was Meicha, now so the Edom now that are writing the Shtar are his shluchim, and the Mele has a din Shtar, and there's no chesam and piyam lein piks off him. But says the Ktzois, but if he the Shitz Ramban, that the reason why a Shtar does not, the Edom does not have a chesaron of the PM Olympic Sovum is because it's Nasim Idas HaMeschayev and it hasn't a Chalois Din Shtar, and like we said, because the Shtar is a klal of Edom HaChasum and Al Shtar Kibishnech Reidusim and Bezen Dami, so Ebazoi Ben Macho and Amoido, even if he write the Shtar Midas HaMeche, that's still a Chisar Pik Sovum because it doesn't have a Chalois Din Shtar. There's no Meschayev over there, which is really what Tesis Kasha was. If you hold like the Balamars, and the reason why is no chisam piyam lein pik sovay by a shtar is because the blaiz in pik sovay. So you can say the same thing by a shtar macha. But if the reason why there's no chisam piyam lein pik sovay by every shtar is because it has a chalais in shtar, it's written menusach hashtar, and it's edem achsum kemishenech gredusim bezen dami, and in such a case, there's no chisam piyam lein pik sovay when there's a real shtar here, was a chalais in shtar, that you don't have by a shtar macha. A shtar macha, the Ktzai says, did not have a teres shtar. He says, and Fakeri explained, that's how he explains Tesis Kasha by us. Tesis Kasha is that how could the Edom write down the Macho if it doesn't have a Teira Shtar? There's a Chisarn of a PM, a Loim, a P, Xavim. So the Chayr, a Light, Ktzais, comes out of Meir de Gazach. The Fi, the Ktzais, Tesis is going in the Shita of the Ramban, that the reason why there's no chisar piyam lein pik sovam by every shtar is because it's written in nusach hashtar and has a chalois din shtar and it's had a din of edem achsum hashtar kivish nechrei dusan, and therefore Tosfos had a great kasha, why by macho is it possible to write down the edus? By macho it's not possible to write down the edus because macho is not a shtar, there's no dasa mischayef, and elamai als edus bichsav dechsar and piyam lein pik sovam. Mashenkin, the Balamor, that understood, his shita is that the reason why there's no chisar and piyam lein pik sovam by a shtar is because it's mipik sovoy, because it's mitzad, that when he tells you to write it down, you're writing a shtar mipik sovoy, so by macho also, it's blives as if the Mahar himself wrote down his macho. So it's blives and pik sovoy, and there's no chisar and piyam lein pik sovam. And the Mela, the Muki Yosef, and the Ran, that are saying that you should dafka, go ahead and write the Nusach in the Lashon of Shlichus and the Psak of the Ramah that says that way, that Yichtav Lashon Shlichus, Pliny Adwal Atzmai, is going with the Shita of the Baal Amor. But the Bia Agro in Sif Katan Tezayin, it's Katan Yid Zayin, says in the Ramah, he stells to our Taisvis. He says, the Ramah says, Yichtav Lashon Shlichus, the wording of the Goyin is, and he says, if cut in Yudzayin, he says, brings down the Taisis, Taisis Kasha, and Taisis Teres, Yeshem Takana, will soon see Taisis Teres, how he answers this Kasha. And he says, L'chayr, he's Ratzalayim, Ashiyachshir Vishtar, Midikonvein Tzorchleim, Meksuv, Shemamin, Sharabus, Shekoshim, Loshin Shtar, Afish Lomar, Ksuvu. Which is mashem, the words of the Goyin, that the Chazal gave a Macho and a Maido, Yesedin Shtar. And you have to take a right of Loshin Shtar. So Ebazoi, if that's the case, then that means he's saying that even the Fishitza Toisvis would have a shame shtar, and and you have to write it Beloshin Shlichus. It's not like the way the Ktzais understands the Ramah that Fakert Macho does not have a Chalei Shem Shtar, and it's only the reason why there's no Chesaron Piksovim is because it's Mipiksovoy, and that's why you need Loshin of Shlichus. It's the exact opposite of the way the Ktzais understood the Psak of the Ramah. In truth, there's makim to be ma'ir on the way the Ktzais understands the psak of the Ramah, that it's going with the shita of the Baal Amor, that there's no chisar and piyam lein pik sovam because it blies in pik sovoy, and the fakert that the shtar macho does not have a din, a chaloy shem shtar. And since there's a chaloy shem shtar, as long as it's nichtim midaita and it's mipik sovoy, it's kosher. Because l'chayra, if you understand the svar of the Baal Amor, that there's no chisar and pik sovam by a shtar because it's as if it's written mipik sovoy, the din is that's like a hoidos bal din. That means that in a case of, let's say, a loiva with a malva, you write a shtar, so the loiva is mischayiv himself. The loiva is mischayiv himself to pay a certain amount of money. Midin hoidos bal din, when you're writing the shtar, it's mipik sovoy. His hoidos is written in the shtar, so it's not an edus on a fact, and that there should be a chisar and piyam lein pik sovam. It's written mipik sovoy.
If that's the understanding of the Balamor, so then there's no shaykhis bechlal to our sugya of macho. That's only where there's a mischayiv and it's nichtim bidaitoi. But over here, it's not shaykhay dos baldin. Over here, the recording of fact of macho. Then Mr. Sameach and Perigimel Hilchaseidus Lochadalit understood the Balamor that way. That's midin hoy dos baldin. If it's midin hoy dos baldin, and that's why there's no chisar and pimelim piksovim in a shtar, that wouldn't apply to a case of macho where there's no haydah, there's no eschayvis, it's just a fact that he was meicha. And so l'chayr, we'd have to say that the Ran Rabbeinu Yoina also are going in the sheet of the Ramban, that since it has a chalois shem shtar, it's like nechrei dusim ebez and there's no chisar and piyam leim piksovim. They're just saying that you could have a chalois shem shtar with the bal hamaisa, without the das hamaschayev, as long as the bal hamaisa, meaning the meicha, the Marakama is the one who tells you to write the shtar. Over here, it's a schustim to write the shtar. So mel yavach lois din shtar. That's how they could understand it. And the goyin is telling too, and then you still have to write it, but Torah shlichus. And the goyin is telling too that Tosis argue with that. Tosis argue with the Ran and Rabbeinu Yoina, and he's held that since there's no real dasam is chayiv over here, so mel does not have a chalois shem shtar. Mel Tosis asked in his kasha that you still have a chisar and mepiem v'loi mepi ksov. Tosis is going to answer that over here it's different because of the Tekanos Chazal, we'll soon see. But I'll call upon him, if we summarize what we learned, there's basic, the tzais is toila, the psak of the Ramah, the init shlichus, which is what the Ran and the Muki Yosef say clearly, that you have to write a beloshen shlichus, you have to write it and say that b'pleini he'adnu al atzmai lichter v'loi shemicha, you can't just write we heard him acha. The tzais understands the psak of the Ramah, which is based on the Muki Yosef and the Ran, that that's going dafk in the sheet of the Balamor, that the reason why it's no chisar and piyam lein piksov mayashtar is because it lies in piksov voy. As long as you write it under his instruction. And the shtar of macho is not, doesn't have regular chalois din shtar, but it is mipik sovoi, so there's no chisarn of mipiyam v'loi mipik sovam. That's how the Ksais understood it. And the Goyin understood the Psaki the Ramah, we even with Shitzat Toysvis, that the Vada does have a chalois din shtar, the shtar macho. And still you have to write a beloshin of shlichus. Now, why is the not a chisarn mipiyam v'loi mipik sovam, either shab shtar over here, and how could I have a chalois din shtar? There's no real dasam is chayiv. So that is machloik is Toysvis and Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Ran. According to Rabbeinu Yoyin, the Ran is sufficient with the fact that there is a bal hamaisa, and that's enough to create a chalois shem shtar, even though there is no mischayiv. And there is takan no das hamischayv. You don't need that. You don't need to have bechlal a das hamischayv. And Tosfos argues, and Tosfos holds, you do need a das hamischayv, and therefore there is no chalishem shtar here, and you have a problem of piyam leim piksovim. We'll see. Tosfos is going to answer his kasha in his own way. One zaitik and akuda before we move on to Tosfos Teretz is that the achreinim are bothered that if there is taka halacha, the PM v'leim piksovam, that if you write edus, it's not kosher, so then why does the Gemara in Gittin daf ayin alf from an aleph learn out from a pasuk im layagid prat le'ilim, to exclude somebody who is mute, that he's potter from a carbon shvua, but lavach, without that anyway, the edus is possible midim epiem v'leim piksovam. So the Teres Gittin, over the end of Ayin Aleph in Gittin, is Miyashiv al pi the Shach and Simim Memvov Sivkot and Tzadi Gimel, that according to Rav Rishonim, an Elaim Be'etzim is kosher to sign on the Shtar. And in such a case, neither Pasik departs from a carbon Shvuah where he doesn't want to sign and be made on the Shtar. And the Fizai comes out of Chiddush that he can be Tevea from an Elaim, from a mute person, somebody who can't speak, to sign on the Shtar. L'chayr, only somebody is Yedei Edus that's Chayv L'hoyed. Over here, before he signed, he's not Yedei Edus, he can't be made. But he still, he could be Tevei him to go ahead and sign on the Shtar. The Ktsois is Mechadish that the Elam is Pasul Edus, is also has a Psul Haguf. Besides the Psul of a PM Elam Piksavam, then Elam also has a Psul Haguf. He's Be'etzem Pasul Edus, not just because he can't make a Hagodas Edus. And therefore, an Elam is Pasul to be Chaisim in a Shtar. Even though in a Shtar there's no Chisar PM Elam Piksavam, but where there is a Psul Haguf, the Pasik of Im Le'agid teaches us Pratli Elam that he has a Psul Haguf, and mainly he's Pasul to sign on a Shtar. And Ktsois Taka asks that what's the Gemara's kasha in Gittin that the Elam is Yochel Lahoyim and Teich Ksav Lachayr and Elam as a Psul Haguf. Elam was learning now that that's what the Torah is Mechadish to us. Layaget Prat Elam that he's Be'etzem Psul Edus. Not just that practically he can't go ahead and say Edus Bichsav. The Ktsois answer the Gemara's kasha is how do you learn out from the Psul Layaget to exclude an Elam because he's not a Baragoda and Elam can be made Teich Ksav. That's called a Haggadah. The answer, no, we take Hexav in this mind, that's not called a Haggadah. And Meli, you can be made from the Pasul Yagit to say that the Elam Taka has a Psul Haguf. Taisvis answers, V'yeshleimer detakonas chachomim hi. It's a takonas chazal, she'echosh of edus, it should be considered edus on macho, k'dei levatel ha'chazoka ve'edus kolduhu. To be vatel the chazoka of the magzik with any type of an edus, even an edus which is written by edim, on a star, she'bedover mu'ud mevatel na'chazoka. With a small effort on the part of the marakama, you can vatel already the chazoka, do'ha'afil yuzbarel on a shleishama, magzik macho, even if it would be clear to us that the magzik did not even hear the macho, Taisvis says, mahani levatel ha'chazoka, it still would help to mivatal the chazaka. It means, in other words, Taisus is answering his question that what does it help that the shnayim, two people that heard you make a macho, write it down? L'chayr the ksiva is not a star because it wasn't written midas hamischayiv. There is no das hamischayiv here. It's not doime to a meicher or star matana or star milve. And elamai should help als regular edus. Edus cannot help b'chsav, like we saw from Rashi, mipiem v'loy mipi k'savim. On that, Taisus answers that over here it's a takanas chazal that it should help. Now the question is, when Taisus says takanas chazal that it should help, does he mean that the takana was that the edus should be niskabel mitayras shtar? Now this, even though normally a shtar nidasim is chayiv, over here the chazal misakein that it could be considered a shtar on the macha, even without a dasam is chayiv? Or is Taisus saying that the takana was that will be machsher edus mipiksavim? Even normally there's a cloud, mipiem, mifleim piksavim. Edim cannot write down their edus on a piece of paper and send it to Bezdin. They have to say the edus balpeh. They have to say it out. There has to be an agadas edus. Mipiem, mifleim piksavim. Over here, there's no chisarn. The nafkamina would be if, let's say, the edim die, or the edim forget their edus, or their chayzer, it wouldn't help midin edim anymore. So it wouldn't help als ksav edim edus b'chsav, but midin shtar would help. Now we had mentioned earlier from the Gain in Zimin Kufman Vav Sifkot Yudzayin that he said they were masakin. He understood Tosfos that they were masakin that it should be nechshav a shtar. It should have a din shtar. V'takonas chazal. And that's how he explains the psak of the Ramah that says, like the Muki Yosef, the ksiva has to be beloshen shlichus, which means you have to write, ploini heid al atzmai lichtov alav shemicha. He was made on himself to say that he was meicha, but if they just write, shamanash ploini macha, that's an edus and piach sav, and it doesn't help. So l'chair, the Gro understood in Tosfos that the takonas chazal was that it should have a din shtar. The Ktsois, on the other hand, also in Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Sivkot and Gimel, and L'chari the Tumim also, understood that the Nemuki Yosef was going in the Shita of the Balamar, that the Chsarn of, the reason why by Ashtar there's no Chsarn of a PM, Lein Pik Sovam, is because it's Nase Vidas Ha Balamaise, and it's Mipik Sovoy. Normally Ashtar has a Maila, it's Midas Mishaiv, so it's Mipik Sovoy, it's not Mipik Sovam. It represents Midas Mishaiv. And therefore, when you write a Maido or Macho, Balosh and Shlichus, it blies Mipik Sovoy Shalamar. But if it says that it's the Takana Drabanan, the Ktsoy says, there's no chilik whether you write Balosh and Shlichus or Balosh and Achir. So you see, the Ktsoy understood that the Psaka, the Ramo, was going with the Sheet of the Muki Yosef, with the Balamor, and that's not like Toysvis. The Psaka, the Ramo, was not with like Toysvis. According to Toysvis, it's only Takana's Chazal that the Eidos is good, even though it's Bichsav, which would be Mashma that the Ktsoy understood that it's not does not have a Din Shtar Bichlal. The Tosa Rosh in the Shittim Kobetz is mistapik. If the Edom write their Edus Bichzav, and they said that Midaitim it's Nichdav, that the Mal, that should be a Havo Bishtar, can you might see a Bezin or not? L'chari has a Shaila. The Shaila is if you need a Loshan Shlichas because it helps with Teira Shtar, or you don't need Loshan Shlichas because it helps with Teira's Ksav. But I'll call upon him, the Tzais and the Gro are arguing if the Kavan of Tzais is to say that it has a Chaloshem Shtar Alis Midrabanon, or it's not a Shtar Bichlal, just the Edus Bichzav. The Taisus continues, and Taisus brings another teretz b'shem the Rabbeinu Tam. Vayidem erish shomim Rabbeinu Tam shenoyagin l'shaleach ha'edim edusam bi'geres lebezdin. The minig was that edim could send their edus in a letter to Bezdin v'choshiv edus, and that's called edus, and it does not have a chisar and a peik savam. The darshinim b'sefrim v'piem leim peik savam le'asa el lemutei dafka ilaim she'ena bar hagada. The miut of v'piem that you have to have an agadas edus and it can't be peik savam. That's only la'fukei an ilaim a mute person who's not a bar hagada at all, but somebody who's royal hagada. Taisvis says, "Ain hagoda miakevis boy. Hagoda is not miakev." So, if you're Rabbeinu Tam, the kash of Taisvis miyushiv v'pshitus. We asked that macho b'fnei shtayim v'etzorch le'meksuvu. The edim could just write down the macho. This is not a shtar because there's no das and eschayev, and there's a chesaron and piyam le'im piksovam. If you're Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a problem.
There is no problem with Pim Lem Piksofim. The whole mute is only to exclude an Elam, a mute that has not, that's not a bar god, a bichlal. But somebody was able to speak, although he only writes down his edus in a shtar, that's a kosher edus. Tosfos continues, and Tosfos asks another kashi. He asks, he asks that it says in Ksubis in Daf Chof, person can write his Eidos on a shtar, and he can say Eidos based on what he wrote after many years, but the Gemara says, he has to remember on his own what was written in the shtar. Why does he have to remember on his own what is written in the shtar? Pashtus, because it's a chisor, mipiem, veloi, mipiksovim. Pashtus Tosfos is asking that lafi what I just said from Rabbeinu Tam, that Eidos b'chsav is kosher, so why can't he be mighty b'chsav bezin? And it should help me din Eidos. Why does the Gemara say in Ksubis that you have to remember the Eidos, which means you have to have Hagodas Eidos? L'chayr, the Eidos b'chsav should be a good Eidos because there's no chisar mipi emaloi mipi iksavav. There's nothing wrong with Eidim writing an Eidos b'chsav. That alone has a din of Eidos. And the Chosin Yeshua's Taka says that's what Tosfos is asking. But because the Kash is only fear of Bein Atam. Fear Rashi, there's no Kash at all. It's not a Shtar because there's no Dasam Eschayiv. And it can't be Eidus because of the Chesaron, Piyam Lein Piksovim. So Eidim have to remember the Eidus. But Tosfos is asking that the Fi, what Rabbeinu Tam said, that Eidus Bechsav is kosher. So then why does the Gemara say you have to be Zerichem Yatzmai? Abul Chayr, this is very schwer to understand Tosfos like this. Because Tosfos' answer is two Terutzim. One Teres Tosfos' answer is, the Gemara means you have to remember it only when you don't have the ksav yoda in bezin. If you would have the handwritten ksav of Eidos, then it would be kosher taka because there's no chisar in piyam lein piksavim. That's a geshmaka teretz. But Tosfos also says another teretz, v'oid shema eid echad b'chsav ein choshev Eidos. Maybe an eid echad b'chsav is not called Eidos, she'ein shtar elev beis. A shtar is only with two eid nerechasumim and not with one eid echad that's chosim, that's signed on a shtar. L'chayra, that's only a chisarin in shtar. Shtar has to have two signed on it. One signed is not a shtar. Or one eidus b'chsav, one eid being made b'chsav, doesn't have a shem shtar. But that wasn't Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' kasha was the lefi Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no chisarin v'piyam v'loim piksovam. So why does the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Chof say that you have to, that eidim have to remember their eidus me'atzmam? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kosher eidus. L'chayra eidus b'chsav is a kosher eidus. The kasha is that should be kosher b'din eidus. So what's the teretz that eid echa b'shtar is not called a shtar? The kasha was that it should help me din eidus. L'chayra, also you can ask on Tosfos, that the chalal is not a kashin. This is really what Tosfos Ksubis says, because since they don't remember, if they don't remember, then they're not able to say this b'chsav. The din of Rabbeinu Tam that Eidim is kosher, Eidus is kosher b'chsav, is only if you're bar hagoda, only if you're able to say Eidus. If you don't remember the Eidus, l'chayr is like an Elam that's not royal lahagid, which is really the Tosfos' answer in Ksubis, that since you're not able to be made, because you don't remember the Eidus, you have a loch of an Elam. If you have a loch of an Elam, so then it won't be able to be good Eidus b'chsav. But Rabbi Chanan asks in the Kovitz Yurim, that l'chayr, it's a shtarka aura, that's only, the Ktsais himself says, the Ktsais learns that by an Elam, there's also a psul haguf, that the Elam is posel Eidus. So it's not just practically he can't say Eidus, but he's also posel Eidus. So then it's not a raya to somebody who forgets his Eidus. He's betzim a kosher Eid. So why shouldn't he be able to write the Eidus b'chsav? So it's vayta shvel for Yerbein Atam. Why doesn't it help the Eidus b'chsav? But anyway, b'chlal, it's very shvel to say that's a shakav tari of Tosfos, because like we said, what's Tosfos' second teretz by us that it's not a good Eidus because the Eidus can't be signed on a shtar, can't say Eidus b'shtar. That's only a chesaron in shtar. That's not a chesaron in Eidus. So there are those that want to learn Tosfos, that Tosfos' kasha is that it should help not mitairas Eidus b'chsav, but Tosfos' kasha is that it should help me din shtar. It should have a teira shtar. Eidus b'chsav should have a teira shtar and should help me teira shtar. But the problem, and well, Tosfos' second teretz would be that it doesn't have a teira shtar because it doesn't have a shtar, it doesn't have a din shtar. The aura on this is that first of all, that means the Tosfos' kasha is to help me din shtar. That means the Chari Tosfos said before that in order to have a din shtar, you need to have dasam eschayiv. Over here, you don't have a dasam eschayiv. The Chari does not have a din shtar. Tosfos' old teretz only was midrabanan takanos chachamim u'sheich choshev edus k'dei levatel chazaka b'koldu. Even if you want to understand like the Gra, the Tosfos' teretz was that as din shtar, it's only mitakanos chazal. But if you don't normally, in order to have a din shtar, it has to have dasa mischayv, and you don't have that. So how can you say over here it has a din shtar? Also, if the kasha of Tosfos is that should be moil within shtar, what's the shaychus to Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam just finished saying that Eidus Bechzav is kosher. So what does it help to say Pshan Tosfos that he's asking that it should help midin shtar? L'chayr, then it's not a hemshech in Tosfos. It has a din shtar. First of all, Tosfos held you need to have das meschayv in order to have a din shtar. And also, Tosfos just finished saying that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's Eidus Bechzav, it's kosher Eidus. L'chayr, the hemshech of Tosfos is. Now he's asking if Eidus Bechzav is kosher Eidus, so then why does the Gemara in Ksubas Nafchav say you have to be zeicher the Eidus? Why don't you just say that the Eidus Bechzav is kosher even if you don't remember it? So the Tumim in Simen Lametesiv Kon Ches has a beer in Tosfos. He understands Tosfos as follows. He says Tosfos originally asked in his first kasha, how does a shtar macho help shleimi das hamischayv? Without das hamischayv, there is no din shtar. And Tosfos brought a raya that without das hamischayv, it's not a shtar. What was the raya that without das hamischayv, there's no shtar? So he understood that it's a hemshech in Tosfos that Tosfos brought down Rashi in Chumash that said that Edom cannot send their edus bichsav to Bezdin. Why? Because the chsar and piyam leim pikzavim. What was the raya from there that a shtar needs dasa mischayev? Because if a shtar does not need dasa mischayev, so what's nafkamina of the halacha of piyam leim pikzavim? You could always send the edus bichsav to Bezdin and it'll help me din shtar. Not me din edus, but me din shtar, it should help. If you could have a chalais din shtar without dasa mischayev, so why is there, what's ever negay the chisan of piyam leim pikzavim? You have a chalais din shtar, and the shtar is no chisan of piyam leim pikzavim. So why can't you go ahead and just always write a shtar? What's in the gay the din on piyam leim pikzavim? Elamai, in order to have a chalais din shtar, you have to have dasa mischayev, and without dasa mischayev, there's no chalais din shtar. Mainly you want it to work mitzad edus doesn't work bichzav. And that's what Tosfos held in his kasha. Afterwards, Tosfos brings, let's skip Tosfos' own teretz of Tanakh Chazal, but then Tosfos brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that you could send the edus to Bezdin bichzav. There's no chisar in piyam leim pikzavim, and the whole miut is only legabe in ilim. So the fish sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, this takin orai that a star needs dasa mischayv. That's what we see tochin, that even without dasa mischayv, you can have a din star. Because Alamai, you'll say, so always send the star to Bezdin enoch anavi. Rabbeinu Tam holds it, no chisar in piyam leim pikzavim. Elaim, Avada cannot send a dus lebezin that should only din shtar, because in Elaim it's not shaykh to say that v'shasta chasim, it's not k'mishnech k'reg dusim lebezin, since he's posel ahoyed b'chsav. So Elaim will not have the din shtar. I'll call upon it, but according to Rashi's Rabbeinu Tam, there's no raya that you can't have a din shtar without das hamischayv. And if Yeshit Rabbeinu Tam, macho also, you could write down, and attack will help, bidin shtar. The mailer, that's the Hemshech on Tosfos, the mailer Tosfos asks, that what's pshat in Gemara and Ksubis, that if you're not zeicher the edus, it's possible. Okay, without being zeicher the edus, it still should be kosher. How could it be kosher? Bidin shtar, gomer bidin shtar. And the mailer Tosfos is two terutzim, like a shmak. First teretz was, you don't have the document, and the second teretz is, that if it's erechet alone, does not give it a din shtar. Now, be'emes, Tosfos in Ksubis, nafchof mebeis, also brings the same kasha. Why does the Gemara say that if you're not zeicher the edus, it doesn't help to send the ksav lebezin? Why doesn't it help? Just send the edus bichsav. And Tosfos' answer is that since it's not nasim idasim ischayev, it does not have a din shtar. That's one teretz. That teretz is missing me else in Tosfos. And the other teretz is that be'emes you don't need dasim ischayev. The Rish says you don't need dasim ischayev. Over there it's talking about it's not written keseder shtar. It's only lezichrin dvarim ba'alma. So if it's not written keseder shtar, only lezichrin dvarim ba'alma, so it doesn't have a din shtar. So the two reasons Tosfos gives an answer why it can't have a din shtar, either because it's not midasim ischayev or because it's not written keseder shtar, it's only lezichrin dvarim ba'alma. The Shach in Simin Lamed Tesiv Katan Tes says that pshat in the Ri, in the Teretz, in the Gemara, in Tosfos Ksubis, that a shtar does not need das hamischayev, says the Shach, that's only fishit zarbeinu tam, that a edus bichsav is kshera. According to Shitz Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no psul on piyam leim pikzavim. Edim can write their edus bichsav, and the piyam leim pikzavim is only a miyut for an ilaim. So, fi that shita, you don't need das hamischayev in a shtar in order to give it a chalois din shtar. But the Shitas Rashi, that Eidus Bechsav is possible as Piyam Leim Pikzavim, then Zok Teshach, then Avada, it's not considered a star if it's not written with Das HaMischayv. Bekitzer, the shach is being taila whether or not a shtar requires a das hamischayev tavachalais din shtar in the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If you Rabbeinu Tam that there's no chisson of a piyam lein piksavam, then you don't need das hamischayev. And if you Rashi that holds that edus bichsav is puzzled because of a piyam lein piksavam, then you, in order to have a chalais din shtar, it has to have a das hamischayev. And the Tumim explains, where did the Shach see this? The Shach saw this from what we just explained, our Tosfos, in our Sugya. Because Tosfos in our Sugya asked the Rabbeinu Tam that even when you don't remember the Eidos, you should send the Ksav LeBezdin. And it should be kosher. The Tumim understood that Tosfos' kash, like we explained just previously, is that it should help Midin Shtar. That means that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need a das hamischayev b'shtar. Because that's what we said. The Tosfos whole hechacha that you need a das hamischayev b'shtar was in his original question was only from the fact that otherwise when would it be in the gay of the psulim piyam lein piksavam? Just send a shtar at lebezdin. But if you Rabbeinu Tam that there's no chisarin on a piyam lein piksavam, so ain't a chanami, a shtar doesn't need a das hamischayev. And that was the shock of a tie of our Tosfos. He asked, if a shtar doesn't need a das hamischayev, why does the Gemara Ksubis say you have to be Zeicha the Eidus? Why can the Eidus just write it down and it should be Mayel Midin Shtar? And then Tois had his Terutzim, either Eid Echad, or you don't have the Shtar. So in Meila, that's where the Shach saw that it's Tolei Zebozeh, that the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is Mechayiv, the Shita of what the Ri said, that you don't need Dasa Mechayiv in a Shtar. And Lefi Rashi is not like that. But the Tumim is Matmiya on the Shach, and he says Mecha Teisa that it should be Tolei Zebozeh. That if whether you need the question of whether you need dasa mischayev or not needing dasa mischayev for a chalos din shtar is independent of the issue of whether or not edim bichsav is kosher or not because of the psulim piyam lein piksavam. Rabbeinu Tam's whole chiddush was only that edus bichsav is kosher. The mir of piyam lein piksavam is only to exclude an ilim. But in dinei shtar, he didn't discuss dinei shtar. So in Taisus and our sugya that understood only according to Rashi Nidasa Mischayev, because otherwise it would be schwer why every Eidah should be Chsav, should be Kosher, Midin Shtar. Okay, Yavaychacha, they need Dasa Mischayev to Fachalos Din Shtar. Sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, there is no Hechacha. So that's how you can learn our Tosfos. But that's all Tosfos by us. But Sheet and Tosfos and Ksubis, they say that if it's not Nichtav Kesedah Rashtar, Tosfos and Ksubis says clearly in the Reef, it's not Nichtav Kesedah Rashtar, only Zichron Dvarim, it doesn't have a Din Shtar. So then if that's true, that it doesn't have a Din Shtar, if it's not written Kesedah Rashtar, so there's no Hechacha that from Rashi Shita, that there's a Psalm, Piyam Leim Piksavam, they need Dasa Mischayev more than there will be a Chacham than Rabbeinu Tam. Because again, the whole Hechacha was only because Rashi she holds that the chisarin of a PM lein piksavam. If there's a chisarin of a PM lein piksavam, Edom cannot write their edus bichsav. So then where's in the gear that problem of lein piksavam if you could always write it down on a shtar? And the answer was, we said that because a shtar doesn't have a din shtar unless it's dasa mischayev. If there's no dasa mischayev, it doesn't have a din shtar. So if it doesn't have a din shtar, it can only work mitaris edus, and edus is a chisarim, p'yam lein piksavam. But that's all taisa by us, where there's no other criteria to have a chalais din shtar. But the Ri and Ksubis said clearly, in order to have a chalais din shtar, it has to be written keseder shtar, not just dama zichrin dvar, not just saying a story what happened. So it doesn't have a chalais din shtar anyway. So then the chisarim, p'yam lein piksavam, cannot be solved by just writing it down on a paper. That's just stav zichrin dvarim. It won't have a chalais din shtar. So you have to. The chesaron piyam lein piksavam is applicable even without proving that shtar needs dasa mischayev or doesn't need dasa mischayev. So in Meila is no echochel fishitas Rashi. They need dasa mischayev more than Rabbi Ben Atam. And elamai wadi taka need dasa mischayev. That's the svar to chalais din shtar need dasa mischayev. So then there's no malkim tim mechalik between shitas Rashi and shitas Rabbi Ben Atam. According to both, lechayri should need either dasa mischayev for chalais din shtar. You don't need it, but it's not totally zeb or zeb. So therefore, the Tumim argues with the Shach and says that it's not totally in the requirement of das mischayev for a chalois din shtar is not dependent upon the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos of a PM lein piksavam. Now, Rav Baruch Ber in the Bircha Shmuel Simon Mem wants to be masber the Shach. How he saw, why he took on that in Shitas Rashi, that there's a chisarim piyam lein piksavam, that you need das mischayev to create a chalais din shtar. And he says, because according to Rashi, the piyam lein piksavam is a new din in shtaris, that a new din in edus, which according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have this halacha bichlal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Pim Lim Piksov is only a mute for an Elaim, for somebody who's mute, who's not able to say Agadas Eidos at all. For him, he can't write it bichsav. But there is no din that Eidos bichsav is not kosher. There's no such halacha. But according to Nafkamina isn't this, because what we spoke once before, that what about, could Elaim sign on a shtar, or can he not sign a shtar? It's machlekes achrayim. So it's a new halacha that maybe an Elaim is nismayit, is excluded from Eidos b'shtar. But it's nothing to do with Eidos being written down, that it should not be kosher Eidos. But if you Rashi, it's a new din, that you don't have here Beinu Tam, that Eidos b'chsav is not Eidos b'chlap. So if you Rashi, that a shtar does have a din edus, l'chayra, in order to say that a shtar raya has an edus, you have to have a das and a schay, you have to have something else to give it a din edus b'chsav that should be kosher. The edim, even though a shtar raya, the edim are not making a chalais kinyan or any other chalais, but in order to have a shame shtar, in order that it should be considered a cheftz of a shtar, and the edus should be kshayra, and the edus, and that means the chalais shtar is creates it, that we hear the edus is edus ksherim. You need to have a din of das amischayev. You have to have something which gives it a chalais din shtar. So Mamela Rashi understood in the Shach understood in Rashi that you have to have in order to create a chalais din shtar. You need to have a das amischayev. That is what gives it a din shtar. Well, fear beinu tam that the edus bichsav is kosher. So it's automatically kosher without a chalais din shtar. The din edus that's chal, the edus that's written is not because of the din shtar. So you don't need das mischayv because you don't have to really have chalais din shtar. What does chalais din shtar mean? It's kosher without it. Even the edus themselves could create a shtar just because they sign. Automatically you have edus. So the male of the shach said it should be totally zeh bozeh. But the tum obviously argues and tum held that if it can have a shame shtar without it, then it's not called shleich edusei bichsav. If something else is mechayev the din shtar, so then vayta you want to have a chisaron on pim leim bichsav because it has mitzad chalois din shtar. In summary, we learned in Tosfos, there are two ways to explain Tosfos kasha. The pashas of Tosfos kasha by us, that how come the Gemara in Suvis says you need to be zeich the edus, why can't you just be shaleach the edus b'chsav? The pashas of Tosfos is asking that it should help me din edus. Based on Rabbeinu Tam Shita, there's no chisar and piyam leim piksavam. So Tosfos is asking, it should help me din edus. We spoke out that according to Rabbi Chanan and others of Ma'ir, that it doesn't stim in Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos answers that Eidechot. Eidechot is only a chisar in shtar, it's not a chisar in edus. And we said the Tumim is Mahalich, that Tosfos' kasha is that it should help me din shtar. And the reason why Tosfos could hold that it should have a din shtar, I normally need Nasim Eschayiv, is because the whole Haychocha, they need Nasim Eschayiv, is only from Shitas Rashi, that is a psul of Mepiyam Olem Piksovim. But if there's no psul of Mepiyam Olem Piksovim, so there's no Haychocha, there's no proof that in order to have a chalais din shtar, you need to have Nasim Eschayiv. Maybe Tosfos could ask that let it have a din shtar even without Nasim Eschayiv. And Tosfos' teretz is that it can't have a din shtar on only an aid echad. Then we spoke out the Shach and the Tumim who have a machlaikis if this gufa that you need das mischayev to create chalais din shtar is that totally in the machlaikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the psul of Pim Lim Piksavam or bechlal it has no shaykhis. What creates a chalais din shtar is independent of the fact that there's a psul of Pim Veloy Mipi Ksavam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.